We have received reports over the past few days regarding the imminent executions of 14 people, most of them for drug-related offences. And our High Commissioner today expressed alarm at these reports, and he appealed to the authorities to immediately reinstate a moratorium on the death penalty.
Now, that moratorium was lifted in March 2013, and since then, Indonesia has put to death many people. What does the High Commissioner expect to happen or want to see happen in future from Indonesia?
Well, we would expect Indonesia to reinstate the moratorium as a first step towards stopping the use of the death penalty altogether. You are right. Since 2013, when Indonesia suspended its de facto moratorium, it had been in place for 4 years, Indonesia has executed 19 people. That makes Indonesia the most prolific executioner in Southeast Asia. And you'll recall last year, Indonesia executed 14 people in two different batches. So we are gravely concerned that a year later, and it is poised to execute 14 more people, including among those are a number of foreigners and Indonesians.
Now, the concerns from the UN Human Rights Office are about lack of transparency throughout that process. Have they had a right to appeal?
At this stage, that is one of the serious concerns of our office, is the process by which this is being carried out. We would expect any member state to show completely a transparent process and comply with fair trial guarantees, including the right to appeal.
Can we maybe talk about the drug crime problem in Indonesia? Does that explain why Indonesia has reinstated this ultimate penalty?
Sure, obviously there is a serious issue with drug crimes in Indonesia, but we hold at the United Nations that capital punishment shouldn't be used in any circumstances. And when it comes to use for drug-related offences, it certainly shouldn't be.
Okay, so how about effective deterrence? The High Commissioner is talking about finding other forms of punishment because the drug penalty, in his opinion, doesn't deter people from using drugs, nor does it deter drug crime. So what kind of deterrence is he looking for?
Well, the death penalty is not an effective deterrent relative to other forms of punishment, nor does it protect people from drug abuse. So the focus of drug-related crime prevention should involve strengthening the justice system and making it more effective.
In what way?
We would urge the government to take the important first step of instituting a moratorium on the use of the death penalty.